Class 3, Subject Literature, Chapter 7, Topic, Animals on the Track. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. Today I am going to tell you an enjoyable story, Animals on the Track, written by Ruskin Bond. He lives in Missouri. Here in the story, the author who lives in Dehradun is going to live with Aunt Mabel, a school teacher in Lucknow. Now he was not traveling alone. With him, his grandparents as well as all the pets except the python was not traveling. They were traveling by the first class. They had a tiger named Timothy, who had the entire berth to himself. But he did not disturb anyone. Now, grandmother had a pet parrot named Popeye. Popeye did not like the vendors who came to sell things through the windows. He bit a vendor's nose and also the ticket inspector's ear. Chips, the squirrel, came out of the author's pocket and ran as fast as he could to examine the surroundings and along the corridor of the train. He was very happy with himself because most of the passengers in the train bought roasted peanuts, which he loved to eat. He ate and ate till his tummy almost bursting. Then grandmother, feeling very tired, said, "I'm going to take a nap." Soon she dozed off. The author was now feeling very hungry. "What did grandmother make for us?" he asked his grandfather. His grandfather told him that there was ham sandwiches, boiled eggs, a roast chicken, gooseberry tarts, and apples. It was all in the tiffin basket under his berth. Now, as soon as he opened the basket, to his surprise, he saw grandfather's pet python in it. It had managed to snuggle itself into the tiffin basket. When grandfather saw his grandson's face staring into the basket, he asked him, "What are you staring at?" To this question, his grandson told him that the python has eaten up all the dinner. Grandfather was surprised because he had left the python in the garden before leaving. So they all had to go to sleep without dinner. Then a little after midnight, they heard cries of "Sap, sap!" The snake was not there in the basket. It had gone into the washroom. The people in the train were very afraid. Since the python belonged to grandfather, he quickly went into the washroom and picked up the python and entered their compartment. Seeing the python, grandmother got very annoyed and started scolding grandfather. Grandfather tried to explain to her, but she would not listen to him because she was very worried about her sister. What will she do when she sees it? Grandfather then put the python back into the basket.